Welcome to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, you are on 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my subject tonight is creating a peaceful life, being peaceful, living, you could say living the way you want to live in a peaceful manner. And but before I start that, I'd like to mention a few things, and that is check me out on my website, and the website is remoteenergytherapy.com or jimkomar.com, and that kind of keeps you up with what I'm doing and my, you could say, what I'm capable of creating and everything else. So please check me out there. And also, I'm on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio. And if you, I'm there as a psychic and a medium, and I'm usually there on and off through the day, usually about 7 days a week. I'm on sometime during the day or the evening. So please check me out there. And I'd like to start our subject matter, and that is creating a peaceful life. There's, you know, everyone goes, gosh, if I had peace of mind, I'd be a new person. Well, yes, you can have peace of mind. You can have peace within your life. You can have peace within inside of yourself. You could say there's simple ways of getting there. And let's start with, you know, just think about this statement. Just breathe. And you stay alive. Okay? Every day you get up and you have an entire day in front of you. The question is, are you capable to live in the way, you could say, to live the way you want to in the next 24 hours? Are your capabilities allowing you to create peace, joy, happiness to you and others? And if you said yes, then you could say you're on your way to creating a very, you could say, that peaceful life, that peace of mind. But if you're not, think about this. Peace is present right now with you, around you, in you, you could say running through you, going around you, inside of your mind. Remember that peace is always there in everything you do and see. So think about it. So are you capable of creating in the next 24 hours when you wake up tomorrow morning, you know, that 24-hour period of creating a very peaceful way about yourself, a very joyful happiness to you and others? Well, you know, if you don't think you are, then I'm glad you're tuning in. I really am, because I think everyone is capable of having peace of mind and creating that peaceful lifestyle within them, creating that peace within them. And peace is a lifestyle to a certain degree, because you don't allow things to bother you. And the things that bother you, you just tune out, turn it on. You turn it off. If you don't like what's happening on the internet, the radio, the television, and the newsprint, whatever, just don't read any of that stuff. If it brings you anxiety, why are you there? But if it brings you, it keeps you informed, and you're not, you know, it's not taking over your life, you're not stressed out about it, then you could say right here and now, you have found peace with inside of you. So think about this. Peace exists right here, right now, with inside of you. Everything you do, everything you see, there's always a peaceful, you could say, a tone to everything. And the opposite is true about that. You could say the yin and the yang, you could say the unhappiness of yourself. But the question is, are you in touch with this peace? Think about this. Think about it in this way. Can you be in joy when you breathe, walk, eat, smile? Or is that an impossible feat for you? And another thing here, you and I, we work hard for what we want, you could say, in a job, in our profession. You could say you create with your profession, you create money so you can have things like a car, a home to keep you dry, to keep you warm in the winter months, to keep you cooler in the summer months, and a good solid vehicle to get you from point A to point B. So can you be peaceful in creating these things when you're at your job, your profession? Can you be joyful and loving and transfer that to others? And what I mean transfer that is just be open to what others have to say, and you just send a peaceful message back to them. So think about this. Is it, you know, do you have difficulties remembering that you are alive in this present moment? Do you ever think about that? In this, right here in this present moment, right now, as I'm speaking to you, do you ever think of, you know, like, gosh, I'm alive in this present moment. How exciting. That means I have unlimited possibilities that I can create in my life, and I can create peace with inside of me, and I can create joy and happiness. And you could say when that peace inside of you is created, the joyful side of you comes out, that the smile comes out off your face, onto your face, and then you start smiling at people, and then you start smiling back. And another thing is happiness. Is it only possible in this present moment? Is happiness only possible in this present moment? And there, just a thought I just want to leave that thought and go somewhere else with this. So is happiness possible in this present moment for you? And let me ask that question to me. Is happiness possible in this present moment for me? Yes, it is, because I'm always striving to look for what's better for me as opposed to what isn't better for me. And I believe looking for what's better for me allows me to create peace with inside of me, to create peace of mind, to be in the state of peaceful thoughts. And just think, when you're in that state of peace, that peace of mind that you create for yourself, everyone around you realize that you're different, that you're great to be around. They want to be around you more. And one way to connect to your inner self is, you say, conscious breathing. And basically, it's a simple method. It is you breathing in, and you could say you breathe in and you breathe out. So breathe in. Now that is conscious breathing. You are actually listening to the you could say the oxygen coming in and out of your nostrils, out of your mouth. And as another breath of fresh air comes in, you're oxygenating your blood. Therefore, you're oxygenating your body. Therefore, you're creating more balance within the physical and emotional aspect of who you are. And so just breathe in. Conscious breathing is, you don't have to do any special breath, but just know that you can feel the breath going in and going out. That's all conscious breathing is about. It's nothing too difficult. And when you do connect to the breath, guess what? You're allowing yourself, you could say, an emotional level to level out. If you feel anxious, by you breathing in and by you breathing out, and you actually follow the breath in and follow the breath out, you're actually creating less anxiety within your mind, within your consciousness. And so as you breathe out, Just realize that you just took that, you took a breath in and the breath came out. And the next breath in, you recognize that. And the next breath out, you're ready to take the next breath in. And conscious breathing is, you know, there's many types of breath work out there, hundreds of them around the world. And some people claim they're euphoria. Some people claim they can cure your ills and everything else. And, you know, one thing about the breath, we are oxygenated creatures, so we do need oxygen to live. And the better that you breathe, and what I mean by the better you breathe is you take the deep breath in, you exhale the deep breath out, the more the brain is going to be aware, the more you're going to be aware of your physical body, and the more you're going to be aware of your surroundings. Because you're just adding, you could say, more oxygen to the mix. Therefore, When you add more oxygen to the mix, your awarenesses grow. And as your awarenesses grow, you have choices. And what are your choices? Do I want heaven? Do I want hell? Do I want peace? Do I want love? Do I want hate? What is it? And you could say striving for that peace of mind with the breath allows you to get there sooner because it frees up, you could say, the muck, the gunk out of your head. The more air comes into the brain, the less gunk is there for you to say, God, I'll never succeed at this. Gosh, I'm just a general screw up. Every time I try to start something, I can never start it. Or I start it, but it stops. Okay. Well, think about this. As you take a breath in, you're recognizing, you say that you feel the motion in your lungs, your chest, it rises in, it rises up. You know, this is all about you connecting to your body in a physical way so that the mind and your emotions can connect to the body in a physical way so that you can free yourself of things that have been holding you back. And what I mean by freeing yourself of things that are holding you back are everyday issues. You know, like my spouse, God, they drive me crazy. My coworker drive me crazy. Well, maybe you got to look at it differently to be in a peaceful mind about that. Maybe you are coming from the wrong side of the coin here. In other words, you are coming from a place that you have a dislike for a coworker because whatever, it doesn't matter why. And then you take that with you and then you you're not creating peace. You're creating disruption. You're creating dislike of yourself and that coworker. Because if you don't like the coworker, maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't like myself at times. And it's also, you can say as the breath is out, you're exhaling. So that exhale, think about when you exhale, you're going to let go of all those things that bother you. And what I mean is the little things in life are the big things in life. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel that is holding you back from being peaceful within, when you exhale that breath, you're just going to say, just have a thought and say, I'm just releasing my anxiety. I'm releasing my whatever it is that you have connected with in that area. And another thing about being in a peaceful state is you allowing yourself to grow. Because I believe in a peaceful state, we can allow ourselves to grow in ways and means beyond your imagination. And I really mean that, you know, when you create that peace of mind, everything in your world changes. You can look at the same thing and see it differently. You can look at the same thing and feel different about it, feel better about it. And maybe the day before you were feeling bad about it or you were not feeling, you were feeling anxious about it. And by you could say when you breathe out that exhale and you're releasing whatever you need to release, doesn't matter. You don't have to know exactly what it is. You just know you're releasing it so that you can be in a more joyful way. If you're not in a joyful state is, I don't feel very happy today. I feel like the world's against me. No matter what I do, the world is going to just screw me over. Well, guess what? If you have thoughts like that, the world's going to screw you over big time. So the idea here is an exhale. If you have a thought like that, you exhale that thought. And you just keep on breathing in deep and exhale another thought or the same thought. However it takes for you to accomplish to be better for yourself. And so since you're saying this conscious breathing is about you inhaling deeply and exhaling out deeply, you know, like I said earlier, this is great for the mind because it clears things up real fast. The more oxygen going to the brain, the clearer you're going to be, the better you're going to feel. And in the end, you could say the things that bother you may not bother you anymore. And you could say when you practice this conscious breathing, the more you practice this, it becomes more peaceful for you to breathe in this manner. it's more, and it becomes more gentler to breathe in this manner. It doesn't have to be an abrupt, like deep inhale in and deep exhale out. You could do that, but you can also do it in a peaceful manner. You could do it anywhere. You could be driving it in your car. You could be going for a walk. You could be at the store. It doesn't matter. And so since you could say, as you practice, the breath becomes more peaceful and more gentle, your mind and body becomes more peaceful and gentle. So this is one way of, you could say, creating this. And literally, in just a few minutes, you can bring yourself into a meditative state by just doing this simple breath, conscious breathing. But it's a real simple way of doing it. And it, you could say you're in this meditative state because it opens your minds up. It opens the mind. It opens your conscious state up. It allows the mind, the physical part of the brain, to be expressive. And when you're in this meditative state, think about peaceful thoughts, peaceful ways of being. That's all. It's not complicated. It's quite easy. Us humans tend to make it, the more complicated it is, you could say, the more important I am. Well, this is not that complicated. This is really simple. Like I said, the breath is conscious breathing. As you breathe in, you breathe out, it becomes more peaceful, easier for you to have this conscious breath as you go along your day. And as you become, as your body and brain becomes more peaceful because the breath is not as jerky, it's smooth, it's complete. The inhale, the exhale, you've just created a peaceful state within you. And one thing about peace of mind, okay, keep in mind, at times the body wants to go in one direction and your mind wants to go in another direction. So you've got two opposing forces and they're all going in different directions. That is really no way to maintain a peaceful state. You know, and so this conscious breathing will bring your body and mind back together again. You could say to become whole again, which you are meant to become whole, to become beautiful for yourself. And this is all about you, not about, you know, people around you, your children, your friends, your relatives. This is all about you. And so you could say this is the bridge that conscious breath is the bridge to your body and your mind, the body-mind connection here. And if you think about it, if you didn't breathe, your mind wouldn't be working, your body wouldn't be working. So therefore, the breath, this conscious breathing, is a good way to bridge the mind and the body. And when you bring the mind and body together, you're going to have less conflict within you. And like I said, the breath represents you, that you are alive, that you are well. And if you add a smile to that breath, this will make you happy. You know, think about this. When you feel like, melancholy, just not feeling good about the day or how it ended up for you or how it is right now in this moment, when you start doing this conscious breathing, like I said, you're creating the gap between the body and the mind, the bridge between the body and the mind, and the breath means you're alive and you add a smile to that. And when you add a smile to any type of situation, physiologically speaking, you're changing your state of mind instantaneously. And it's true. A smile will change your state instantaneously. So at times, you may not want to smile, but you see, here I am smiling, almost laughing, thinking about this. At times, you may not want to smile, but at times, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. At times, it's the only thing you can do for yourself that will bring, you could say, create that gap, create that bridge so that the mind and the body is together. And when the mind and body works as one, as you create that oneness between the two aspects of who you are, it's just easier for you to be, It's just easier for you to be who you want to be. No matter what's going on in the world, if you can, you could say, be in that peaceful state or creating that peace of mind with inside of you, you can be under the biggest stress in the world. But if you have if you have the will and the ability to create that peace of mind, no matter what's happening, you're always going to succeed. And you could say, well, I have so much to do and I feel stressed out. Well, when you're in that peaceful state, stress is not an issue. It's getting it done. It's getting it done thoroughly, completely. It's getting it done in ways that when you end the assignment, whatever you're doing, you'd be amazed how good it'll be. Because now your mind, your body is present. And when the mind and body is present, your conscious state allows the emotions, you could say the emotional side of you to recover, to be in a state of bliss, to be in a state of joy. And as you breathe this, you could say this conscious breathing, just deep going in deeply and exhaling in a deep manner, you're recovering completely. You're encountering life in the present moment because you're focused on your breath. You're not focused about what you're going to do 5 minutes from now or what you're going to do tomorrow or what's going to happen 2 weeks from now or what happened 3 days ago. It doesn't matter what happened 3 days ago. What happened 3 days ago can't, you know, once it's done, you can say. So it's important that you could say, creating that peace of mind, there's another way of going there. You could say, besides the conscious breathing, is thinking less. And as you practice your conscious breathing, and as you could say, you start thinking less. In other words, if you have a problem, resolve it. But you don't have to go back to it 50 times to resolve it. You can just do it once or twice, and it's resolved. You've thought about it, and you come up with a plan, so therefore the plan will work for you, and therefore, since the plan's going to work for you, you're going to keep that peace of mind. You're going to be in that peaceful state. You're going to allow yourself to be who you really want to be, who you could say you're. True self is going to be exposed, and your true self is all about the joyfulness of you being in a peaceful way, of you creating that peaceful state. And so here I am talking about you thinking less. Here I am as you think, as you think, you're slowing things down and you're giving yourself a real rest, you can say. Your thinking slows you down. You're giving yourself a rest. And as you think, you could say, as you think too much, the breath will become calm, will calm you down. Okay, your breath is going to calm you down as you tend to think more. And a lot of us tend to overthink issues and problems. But when you're in this conscious breathing, guess what? These problems can go away quickly because you're there to resolve them. And you're doing it with your physiology. You're doing it with your mind. You're doing it with your conscious state. But I have a break, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. Until then, peace and love. But second half of the show, we'll be taking up phone calls, and we can talk psychic, and we can talk other things. But until then, peace and love. Be back in five.
To Radio, this is C.A. Brooks, host of Simple Tales. Keep listening. We're going to rock your world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Fly. Really, fly. You've jumped from the airplane, your arms outstretched. You feel the wind on your face, the exhilaration of the free fall. And yes, you have a parachute, but spread your arms and fly. There are times when it occurs to us, maybe it's a thought or maybe an experience, but it occurs to us that we may be more than the prisons we put ourselves in. More than living to dig out of some mess or making a new one, paying some bill or dealing with loss, or more disappointment. There is a moment when we remember, however briefly, that we can fly. The 1-2 family and the 1-2 family of services invite you to jump, because we'll be here to make sure you can fly.
Hi, it's me, Lacey Dawn Jackson. I'm so excited. Why, you wonder? Well, Groovy Green Goddess is back to radio. Woo-hoo! I say, can you tell? I'm excited. Yes, I know. I already said that. Well, I am. It's been way too long. So, I hope that you can tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be talking health, psychic insight. I will have special guests. One who is, part fairy. I will do readings. We will talk about, well, lots of groovy stuff and stuff. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, where you will hear me, the Groovy Green Goddess, Lacey Dawn Jackson. See you there.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 1-2 Listen Advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
A TBS or time-based session is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 1-2 Listen Advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 1-2-listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 1-2-listen.com.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Welcome back Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 12 Radio, 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. Welcome back to the second half of the show. I already got a caller, but I'm not quite ready to take the caller. So what I'd like to say is my subject tonight is creating a peaceful life, creating a peaceful way of you being yourself. And I was talking about, you could say, conscious breathing. And I've been on this ever since the show started. So I'm going to continue, but I do have a caller. So let's take the caller. Hello? Hello, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Julie?
Sorry, hello?
Hello. Hello, Julie.
Yes, Julia. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Julia. Sorry, Julia. This is Jim. How are you?
Okay. Well, that's why I'm calling this evening. just worried this evening, and I just have been doing a little bit of breathing and so on.
Good. Good.
My health has been improved. Yeah. No, my health has been improving over the last little while. I've been going for acupuncture and
good.
Starting back into the yoga and getting some angel healing. And
Excellent.
This afternoon I had this sudden, just out of the blue, massive dizziness that didn't last so long. So, sorry, I'm asking you as an intuitive, is this something that needs to be looked into, or is this just going to pack?
So dizziness only lasted for like 2 minutes or less, or was it even sooner?
Yes, and it was a kind of dizziness that I haven't had before. It was very sudden. Things went a little bit dark, and all the faces that I was talking to kind of went very strange, and everything kind of went sideways.
Like you're almost passing out.
Well, I don't want to get to say that.
Okay. Keep an eye on what's happening. If you have this happen again, you definitely need to see a doctor. And what you could say, dizziness comes from, there's a number of reasons why dizziness can occur. The most common is like the inner ear stuff, but there's other reasons why out there. So, is this serious? Is this a serious thing for Julia? Not right now, but if you keep an eye on it. So the question is, will it happen again? I get a yes, this could happen again. That's why I said keep an eye on it. And if it does happen again, when it happens again, it could be a year before this happens again, by the way. Contact your doctor and see what he or she has to say about this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And like I said,
one again, okay.
Just now?
Just listening to you about 5 minutes ago and going, here I am again.
Yeah, then you need to go see your doctor. I would say get some blood work done. If you had recent blood work done, then that can be used. But talk to your doctor. See what they have to say to you.
Okay. So in other words, I don't need to head to Emerge tonight, but go and talk.
No, but I would say talk to your doctor tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anything else that's coming through amazingly?
Yes, there's one other thing coming through. You know, you're on this road to improving your health, and things are going along in a very positive manner for you. Don't let these little episodes get you down, because it's the important thing is for you to be healthy, for you to be, you could say, abundant with health, abundant with love, abundant with everything you have with the physical part of your body. So don't let it get you down. My sense of it is this can be taken care of easily.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. That just is so calming and helpful and waylays my fears.
So tomorrow, talk to your doctor. See what they're going to say to you, or doctors, or a doctor, and see what he or she will say to you. And then just kind of follow their lead, and they'll get down to the bottom of this very quickly for you.
Okay. Thank you. So, I mean, because there has been blood sugar issues. I just mm-hmm. started on a parasiticide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of this is coming from a number of years ago. I had two crashes off a horse and on the same side.
My
liver is recovering from that kind of injury.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there, you could say, is there some nerve problems? Yeah, you do have a little nerve problems, you could say, from injuries, and also, just keep an eye on your blood pressure. Just keep an eye on that. You could say the general overall health of who you are.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and 1-2 for being here. Yay!
Just have a great evening. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. Have a great evening ahead, and thanks for the call. And
thank you.
Just be positive.
The end of the show, and I'll put my feet up.
Okay, great.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. So let me get back to the peaceful way of being. The first half of the show is talking about conscious breathing. And what I mean by conscious breathing is just breathing in deeply and exhaling deeply. And here you are. And then I mentioned before the break about you thinking too much. Thinking less is probably the best way to deal with life. In other words, get to the root of the problem, but don't overthink the problem. Because when you start overthinking the problem, it throws you out of the moment. It throws you into a tizzy that you may not like, because you might come up with a solution, and then you start thinking about it again, and you create another solution, and then you start thinking about it again, and there's another solution. So what do? Is that peace of mind? No, that's not peace of mind. Go with the first one. You see, the first one is the best one anyway. And when you start slowing down, you say slow down your thinking, and your mind gets in a restful, peaceful place. And when that mind is in a more restful place, the tendency is to have a peace, to create peace of mind, to create a peaceful lifestyle. And if you think about the breath, just conscious breathing in and out, that calms you down. Think about when someone gets, something bad has happened and they hyperventilate. Well, hyperventilation only causes you to discontent, and it causes your physical body to be not perfect. So by you allowing that breath to go in, allowing that breath to go out, you're allowing that peace to come in, and you're allowing that peace to stay within you. And so getting back to the thinking idea, by you overthinking a problem, does that bring you worries? Does that bring you worries about the future or about this present moment because you overthought a problem? Well, then stop overthinking it. Go with the first solution and trust that your first solution is the only solution. And this can enable you, this can enable you and me also to be in touch with our lives. Because we're allowing ourselves to be who we really want to be, that peaceful, loving, joyful person. And when I say peaceful and loving, I'm talking about peaceful and loving to yourself, because you have to be peaceful and loving to yourself before you can express it outwardly. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, then that peaceful, loving aspect of you is there, but it's buried in the minutiae of the day or the year or whatever it is. And if you think too much, you tend to worry you think too much, you worry too much. I can't sleep because I'm worrying. I got to ask my doctor for sleeping pills so I can go to sleep now. Before, I never had this problem. And you could say if consciously you start breathing this in and out, you could say it allows you to stop thinking too much because you're thinking about the breath. You're thinking about how it feels to breathe deeply and to exhale deeply. And like I said in the first part of the show before the break, is as you breathe in and out, you're slowing down. You could say the rhythm, that quick rhythm that allows you to be slower, allows you to be more one with yourself. And you do this, practice this daily. You do it in every step you take, you become more controlled about it. The breath, that deep breath in, the exhale out, becomes more peaceful, more joyful. So this is, you could say that breath is probably the most important thing in our physical bodies to create peacefulness within inside of us. And you're also refreshing yourself. You're also, you're open to like encounters, positive encounters. You're opening so you could say the beautiful side of yourself, because you're not thinking about what they did to you earlier or what they didn't do for you. You're thinking more, you say you're in touch, you're getting in touch with your true self, that refreshing, peaceful, healing element within you. And when you're in that peaceful state, you can heal all sorts of beautiful, wonderful things and non-wonderful things. You can heal, you could say, the problems that have been plaguing you for many years. You can heal physical problems in the physical world, in your physical body, because you're viewing yourself differently in this peaceful state. You're seeing yourself in a very more positive light, in a better way. You're seeing yourself in a better way, and you're allowing this better way to influence all your thoughts and decisions. And since you're allowing this healing, you could say the healing, the peacefulness, you're actually starting to grow. You're learning to grow here, and all these elements of peace are always available to you. No matter what's going on in your life, they're always available to you. So let's say you're just having a bad day and you start consciously breathing, and then that bad day turns into a neutral day, and then that neutral day turns into a wonderful day because you're no longer thinking about the junk, the crap, the BS of life that is keeping you out of this peaceful way of being and creating that peaceful way of being. And just think about this. If you are angry, then you become, okay, if you are angry, then you become angrier. And these aspects you're creating in the moment, the here and now. And you and I, the awareness is that we are angry, or I am angry, therefore I'm going to change my state. Therefore, I am willing to do what it takes to be normal, to be back in a more normal, peaceful way. So by you recognizing your anger, and you get angry, and you get angrier as from moment to moment, and you start going, well, this is not me. So therefore, I'm just going to go back into my conscious breathing and allow my mind to clear. And if you're feeling sad, then it's time for you to really change your state, because sadness gets you nowhere. It can cripple you. And what I mean by crippling you, it can stop you from being successful in this present moment, in this day, in this beautiful day. When you wake up this morning, you got on a bed, you're breathing. It's a good morning. You're alive. Things are good. And by you allowing yourself to go back into this happier place, you could say, you know, I wake up, I was sad this morning. Okay, then it's time for you to change your place, your state, excuse me. Maybe your place too. Maybe the place you live is not exactly the best place for you to be. And I have lived in places where when I've left, it's like it feels so much better. It's easier. It's so darn aren't easy. I'm glad I left. So sometimes you could say our surroundings create peace or lack of peace. So see how you feel about your environment, your home. Does it feel good to you? Does it bring you peace? If not, maybe you might consider moving. And here I am, this sad state. Okay. So you can change it anytime you want. You can bring yourself into your mind. You can bring yourself in your mind to happier times. And think about that. We all have happy times. And so just go back into the mind, go back into the banks, the computer banks of your memories, and think about those happier times. That changes you in an instant. And when that happiness takes place, you're creating peace of mind. When that happiness, when you allow it to take place, you're creating instant peace of mind. And let's say you see the world's a difficult place. It's not positive. It's not loving. It's not this. It's not that. Maybe it's you don't like where you live because the weather is too hot, it's too cold, it's too this, it's too that. Well, you might think about it differently. Maybe you have a choice. You can't move where you want to move to a warmer climate. Let's say you live in a cold climate and you want to move to a warmer climate, and you can't do it at this time. So think about how you can make it better for yourself. Think about how your thoughts, how your feelings, how your emotions can bring you peace of mind no matter what's happening, whether it's a blizzard or whether it's 95 degrees. And it's also, you know, think about this. If you're ever in a crowd and you begin to feel depleted, you know, energetically because they're taking it from you or you're giving away to people around you, just go into that conscious breathing and smile so you can change your state. Remember when let me bring back if you feel sad. When you smile, you change your state instantly. There's a physiological response. And when there's a physiological response, there's a neurochemical response, a hormonal response. Hence, happiness takes place. Hence, you become better for yourself. And you allow yourself to be the best person you can. And this is from the chat room. This is Lily. Thank you. I feel that the energy today is heavier than ever compared to earlier this week. When a peaceful mind, but a feeling emotional and tired. Any tips to change it? Yeah. When you're feeling tired and emotional, that means you could say you're letting the world bring you down here. Don't let the world bring you down because you create your world every day. And what do you want to create in your world every day? Of course, positive aspects of who you are, positive aspects of who you want to be. And so when you're out in the world doing your thing every day that we all do our things, just have the attitude that no matter what is happening, I'm always in charge of myself. And when I'm in charge of myself, therefore I can change what needs to be changed and I can do it in this moment instantaneously. I hope that helped you there, Lily. Thanks for the question. That was a good question. And also breathing mindfully. You could say in any position, whether you're standing, walking, sitting, it doesn't matter, at any time will help you recover yourself. So when you feel like depleted, like Lily here, when you feel depleted, just start breathing so you can replenish yourself. Bring back, you know, the oxygen will always replenish your body. And when you feel replenished, your emotional state will be a more loving, caring, peaceful way of who you want to be. And another thing here is maybe this is kind of not too far out, but I'm just going to say it. Use sounds. In other words, identify the moment. You could say create a sound with inside of you, like a tone, a particular tone, a tone that feels good to you, a tone that when you make that noise internally, it creates a nice balance and a nice place. When you like a tone like such as a or a higher pitch or a lower pitch, it doesn't matter. When you create that tone, have your mind respond. Every time you hear that tone, you're going to be in a peaceful state. So you're actually training the mind and your conscious state that when I create this tone, whatever that tone is, it doesn't matter, high, low, in between, that when I go or whatever the tone is, that you're going to wake up and you're going to say, ah, I feel good again. So that's another way of doing it. Create a tone with inside of you, and that tone will, you could say, release the proper neural chemistry inside of you that it brings you back to a more peaceful, positive way of being. And it's also sunlight. Think about this, sunlight. If you're not feeling good, just go out in the sun for 5 minutes. Vitamin D, that really uplifts you. That's a big deal. So sunlight is a good way to uplift your emotional state. And also another thing here, creating that peaceful state, is be mindful when you're eating. Probably, you know, being mindful is the most important thing one can be in their lives anytime during the day. So when you're eating, be mindful. Chew your food properly. Chew it to, you could say, don't swallow whole chunks of food. Take your time, chew it, be in a peaceful mode when you eat, because when you eat, you're filling your body with calories, you're filling your body with energy, you're filling your body with a lot of things. So when you have a mindful way of eating, you're actually going to get more out of the food than you stuffing your face because you only have 5 minutes. Well, if you only have 5 minutes, just do a little snack and come back to it when you have the time where you can sit there and enjoy it and enjoy that moment and you go, oh, that was a good meal. Oh, I feel so much better. I feel replenished. I feel restored. But eating mindfully is a way, you could say, to create a peaceful state, because eating is everything. What I mean is we need to eat to stay alive. We need to drink water to stay alive too, but we need to breathe to stay alive too. So think of your eating, when you're mindfully eating, think of that eating as you're being in the present moment. And when you're in this present moment, in this mindful way of eating, you're actually creating joy and happiness. In this present moment, when you see that joy and happiness with inside of you, because you're mindfully chewing your food, you are mindfully swallowing the food so the digestion can start. Digestion starts as soon as you open your mouth and soon as you start chewing. So you start the process immediately as soon as you put a piece of something in your mouth, any kind of food. So by you being mindful in the eating aspect of yourself, you're creating a better digestive system. Hence, you're creating a more peaceful way of being in your life, because when digestion is peaceful, you're not worried about anything. You don't have a stomach ache. You don't have problems with digestion. Now, if you eat too fast and you're putting too much in there, you can get indigestion very quickly. But if you're mindfully eating, you're enjoying the texture of the food, the taste, the flavors of the food that you created for yourself. And when does the food happen? What I mean by that statement is, does your food come from a tree, a plant? Is it a ground crop? Is it a certain kind of animal? Well, that's mindful eating. And you know, be thankful. Let's say you caught yourself a nice salmon and you fillet the salmon and you start cooking that salmon. Well, be grateful and be thankful to that animal for allowing them to give you your energy, your joy, your peace of mind through them. So you thank them for it. You thank them. And you could say, a good way to enrich your life. It's to be grateful for what you have, to be peaceful for what you have. And eating a meal in a mindful manner is a very important practice. No television, no TV, no arguing. It's just you enjoying this present moment, knowing that you're going to get the nutrition that you need. And when you have the nutrition you need, guess what? You're going to create that peaceful state in your body, in your mind. But my show is over, and I could continue to talk about this subject for another hour, but I don't want to, because the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. I recommend it highly. She's a good cook, and besides, she's, you could say, conscious eating. Think about what she's producing. Think about what you produce every day to feed yourself consciously. But please stay tuned to that, and I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women listening to 1-2 Radio. I appreciate you beyond belief, and I want to thank you for this, for listening to what I have to say. I hope this is very helpful to you, but remember, until then, until next week, there's only two things that are important. That's peace and love. And when you're in that state of peace and love, guess what? You're in a peaceful way of being with yourself and a self-understanding of making yourself better. Until next week, peace and love, that's all there is. Talk to you in a week. Have a great week ahead. Bye.
this is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.
I should get a new car. Everyone at work has a new car, and I pull up in this clunker. I should get a haircut. The internet says women my age should cut their long hair. And I should lose some weight. Everyone thinks I'm a big, fat loser.
Hey! Learn how to drive! You are such an idiot!
I should make my son get a haircut. Everyone thinks I'm such a permissive mom. He'll turn out to be a bum, and it'll be all my fault, and everyone will say I should have raised him better. I should.
Should. Knock that should off. Hi, I'm Terry, advisor at 12listen.com. Give me a call to get yourself free from the opinions and attachments of others. Begin your journey to loving yourself instead of shoulding all over the place.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Listening to 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.